Hello and welcome to Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim, and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. Today's entire program will be devoted to Spiegel Wilcox. Spiegel had two musical careers, one in the 1920s for a period of about 5 years, and another that lasted for over 20 years starting in the 1970s. Newell Spiegel Wilcox was born on May 2, 1903 in Sherburne, New York. Spiegel began to play professionally in the Syracuse area just after World War I. In 1922 he was in Ithaca with the Big Four, really a group of eight, when Paul Whiteman discovered the band and renamed it the Collegians. Spiegel stayed with the Whiteman organization until early 1925, when he returned to Cortland and joined his Cole family's firm for a short period. During the summer of 1925, Spiegel was playing in a dance hall in Owasco Lake. It happened that Fred Fuzzy Farrar, trumpet player for the Gene Goldcat Orchestra, was vacationing in the area and told Spiegel that Tommy Dorsey was quitting the Goldcat band and a replacement was needed. Spiegel then joined the Gene Goldcat Victor Recording Orchestra in October of 1925, but before that, for a short period of 1 to 2 weeks, Spiegel was with the California Ramblers. I believe I have one recording of Spiegel with the California Ramblers, Sweet Man, recorded by the California Ramblers on September 16, 1925. This was the first recording session of Spiegel with the California Ramblers, which included such talented musicians as Bobby Davis on reeds, Adrian Rollini on bass sax, Irvin Brodsky piano, Tommy Fellini on banjo, Stan King on drums, and Frank Kush and Ray Johnston on trumpet. I say I believe I have this record. The reason is that it comes from one of those LPs issued in the 1960s with practically no discographic information. So here is, I hope, Sweet Man by the California Ramblers with Spiegel Wilcox. Thank you. Love the sound of the California Ramblers. There is so much talent in there, such good music. Well, let's turn now to Spiegel Wilcox with the Gene Golcat Orchestra. Some time ago I had a program called After Bix, that is what happened to some of the bands that Bix played with when Bix left. This Gene Golcat recording that I'm going to play is before Bix. This was recorded on January 28, 1926, and has Fuzzy Ferrar and Ray Lodwick on trumpets, Spiegel Wilcox and Bill Rank on trombones, Doc Riker, Jimmy Dorsey and Don Murray on reeds, Joe Venuti on violin, Lou Longo piano, Howdy Quixell on banjo, Steve Brown on string bass, Chauncey Morehouse on drums. We'll hear first, after I say I'm sorry, with a vocal by Frank Bessinger, and this will be followed by Dinah, and listen carefully for Steve Brown slapping that bass.
Thank you.
Those guys could really swing. Fantastic recording. All right, I'd like to play two more recordings with Spiegel Wilcox and the Gene Goldcat Orchestra before Bix joined the Goldcat organization. First one will be Roses, recorded on April 22nd, 1926, and that will be followed immediately by Lonesome and Sorry, recorded on April 23rd, 1926, with a vocal by Carl Mathieu on tenor voice and James Stanley on bass voice. Thank you. So far I played the Spiegel Wilcox with the Gene Golcat Orchestra before Bix joined the Golcat organization. Now I'd like to bring in two recordings in which Spiegel and Bix are present. First I'll play Slow River, take two, recorded on May 6, 1927, and this will be followed immediately by My Pretty Girl, take one, recorded on February 1st, 1927. Thank you. is magnificent stuff, isn't it? That's the Gene Golkett Orchestra, probably at its peak. Well, I'd like to leave Spiegel for a moment and turn to Charlie Strait. Bix played with the Charlie Strait Orchestra for a period of several months, beginning in March 1925. Apparently, Bix was not in the full band, but in the so-called relief band. The regular band played from 7 to 1 a.m., and the relief band took over. At that point, it was a much smaller group, consisting of only about six musicians. There have been rumors of recordings of the Charlie Strait Orchestra with Bix, but no recording has ever surfaced. Nevertheless, I'd like to play a recording by Charlie Strait and his orchestra. This is one of my favorites, Too Busy, recorded on May 23rd, 1928, with a vocal by Frank Silvano. And in the discography by Brian Rust, there is this statement. This is not the recording of Too Busy recalled by Mr. Rex Downing in the July-August 1956 issue of Record Research, page 5, as being made by this orchestra, including himself on trombone and Bix Beiderbecke. Perhaps some unissued record was made under Charlie Strait's direction during early July 1928 when the Paul Wineman Orchestra with Bix was playing an engagement in Chicago. Well, unfortunately, this is Too Busy without Bix, still one of my favorite recordings. Stuff, isn't it? What about that Bixian solo following Silvano's vocal? Well, I have now two additional recordings by Spiegel Wilcox that I would like to play. These are special treats. They are recordings of Spiegel Wilcox in the second phase of his fantastic musical career. First, I would like to play a recording that has never been released. It was made in Leiden, Holland in 1927. The personnel is Manny Klein on trumpet, Spiegel Wilcox on trombone, Bert Noll on tenor sax, Chris Smildiger on piano, Fritz van Hoff on banjo, Hans Eckhoff on tuba, Ted Easton on drums, and a bit of washboard assistance from Herman Opener. I want to thank particularly Hans Eckhoff for his kindness in making this recording available to me and to the WBIX listeners. In the letter that he sent me with the gift of this lovely recording, he provides some additional information. He tells me, of course, we know Manny and Spiegel. Bert Noah played with Jack Teagarden in the 40s. The recording that I want to play is Who's Your Sweetheart, in which Hans tells me Spiegel takes not only the lead in the first chorus, as he did in the Goldcat version, but he also plays a Trumbauer solo from the same recording. So here is, through the courtesy of Hans Eckhoff, the first broadcasting of Spiegel playing Who's Your Sweetheart in 1977. This is an excellent emulation of the 1920s hot sound by a group that Hans refers to as Veterans Jazz. Once more, I want to thank Hans for his generosity in giving me permission to play this very nice recording over WBIX. Okay, for the second treat, I want to play one cut of the album Remembering Spiegel by Lino Patruno and the Red Bellini Gang. This is Gene Goldcat's medley, Idolizing and My Pretty Girl, the last track in CD number 03 from LPJS the Lino Patruno Jazz Show. Spiegel plays trombone, and this is perhaps Spiegel's last professional recording. I gave information about this CD in the Bixography website. The particular track that I will play was recorded at the Ascona Jazz Festival on June 30th, 1999, almost 2 months before Spiegel passed away. I am grateful to Lino Patruno for his kindness and generosity in providing a copy of this CD. So here is Spiegel Wilcox with the Red Pelini Gang at the 1999 Ascona Jazz Festival.
And with Dick Steinbeck on the cornet, and then Bill Rank was the other trombone player. If you know in the history, 1925 in October, I happened to be at the right place at the right time. So when Tommy Dorsey left that thing, but you see in life how lucky things happen, sometimes with bad and sometimes with good. But that really was a wonderful thing. I only played with the band because the band broke up in 1927. They didn't break up because of me. You got trouble here.
No, just put it closer to the microphone.
Anyway, well, I came here to play, not to make a speech. But I left out this Joe Bellotti over here on the violin. I'm really pleased with that guy. And then, I don't know how Rolini got in here because he played with the California Ramblers. Well, he's pretty good, isn't he?
And you play with the California Ramblers.
10-4. That's what Tucker said. But then, yes, sir, I played 2 weeks. Isn't this funny? I didn't love to talk about this, but 2 weeks just prior to when I went with the Golden Band, I had this 2 weeks to try, you know, to play. And it was during that time that I had to decide whether I wanted to stay with the California Ramblers or go with the Golden Band. And I remember in 1923 when I played with a band called Paul Whiteman's Collegium. I don't know if you guys did. Maybe this isn't interesting, huh? But anyway, I want to play.
Thank you.
To hear the voice and the trombone of Spiegel, a 96-year young jazz legend. Incidentally, the 2000 Big Spider Back Memorial Jazz Festival, which will take place on July 20th to the 23rd in Davenport, Iowa, is dedicated to the memory of Spiegel Wilcox and has for a theme Bix and Spiegel together again. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for another edition of the program. Until then, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.